Welcome, welcome, welcome back to CNC Chat Chat. I'm your host, Cardelia Reed. Thank you for joining us today.
And I'm your other host, Claudia DiMartino. Welcome to CNC Chat Chat, where each week we chat about life issues from a biblical perspective. There are no masks, no pretense, and no script. And we just like to keep it real. It's just us doing that. And we welcome you here today. We are finishing up a four-part series on victory over identity theft. And we pray that if you've been listening to the series so far, you're coming into a recognition that you need to have your identity in Christ and not in what others say about you, not even what you say about yourself. Because in Christ, we come into the fullness of who we were born to be, and we recognize the gifts in us. We recognize the talents in us. We recognize the purpose in us.
Absolutely. So ask yourself, what are you seeking in life? You know, we've been talking about love. We've been talking about freedom. If you are identifying with anything that's keeping you in bondage, and that could be a number of things, it could be a religion for someone else that's keeping you in a bondage of a controlling household, controlling marriage, controlling group of people, support group, people that think that they own you, that's the devil, identifying with the devil. But I want to tell you about freedom. I'm going to go back to 1 Peter, 1 Peter, first chapter, 22nd verse. Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth so that you have sincere love for one each other, love one another deeply from the heart. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable seed through the living and enduring word of God. And this is why when you decide that you're going to identify with the Lord, identify with Jesus, you must get involved. And I mean, dive into his word, because his word keeps you. And then you put that word. I tell my kids all the time, I teach them children's church, and I tell my kids, everything we learn in children's church, you put it into application mode today. So I encourage you, don't just read the Bible or be among your group of people when you discuss the Lord. Say, okay, this is for today. It sounds good. It feels good. No, apply it. Application is perfect, because if you don't apply it directly that day, the Lord will give you a situation where you'll have to learn to apply it indirectly. Over and over and over again until you get that love part right, because that's who you've decided to identify with.
You know, as you're speaking, I keep thinking, like, in the world, we have to be strong. What does that mean? You gotta fight with everybody? You gotta move people out of the way to get what you want? Well, I'm just thinking about the scripture, the Jesus on the Sermon on the Mount.
Yeah.
The meek shall inherit the earth.
Oh, that's good. Right.
Well, the world thinks meekness is weakness.
Right. That's right.
There was nothing weak about Jesus.
No.
What meekness means is a quiet strength,
mm-hmm.
a quiet courage. Where does that come from? It comes from knowing who you are and from having confidence in who you are. And that confidence comes from knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't have to beat the world up. You're in it. You just speak when you know to speak. You don't have to speak on air. Okay, you know, things come floating into me as I open my mouth sometimes. I was in marketing for years, over 23 years. And, oh, I was so not a marketing personality. Marketers are... I'm being very general here, okay? They got to get their opinion heard. They got to get their voice heard. They may not even know anything about the topic, but they're going to speak and they're going to get heard. Okay. I'm more the observer. I like to take things in, digest what's going on, formulate my thoughts, and then speak. Well, I was trampled because of that. Because people who had stronger opinions than I did were willing to, like, take the sword and the mantle and just go and beat everybody up to be heard. I allowed myself to be pushed into the background, and I started to doubt my wisdom in not speaking up. So, of course, I tried to do what other people did. I mutilated myself. I was so uncomfortable in that position. We are to be meek. We're to be strength. We have strength in our quiet meekness, our strength, our confidence. I knew what my thoughts are, but I wanted to express them with confidence. Mm. I didn't just want to rush it.
Absolutely.
I needed to, you know, digest. And but that's wisdom, too.
Absolutely.
You don't make decisions like that. I mean, yes, you could be in a crisis situation where you have to make immediate decisions. But if you're grounded, you start to pray and you get wisdom from the Lord. Mm-hmm. That's an immediate thing. But it's because I know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Cordelia knows who she is. We know who we belong to. And we have that quiet confidence of, I know when I speak, I feel good about what I'm saying.
It's interesting you said something about people have, they feel like they have to be strong. I've often heard people use that, oh, I got to be strong. Well, how are you going to be strong? Are you supposed to go and pick it up from somewhere? I mean, where is it supposed to come from? Because I've heard that. Then people think, oh, I can't talk about this because I must be strong.
Yeah.
I can't give into this feeling. I must be strong. And you're trying to get that strong feeling on your own because you've identified with that person who told you you have to be strong. Where does it come from? Because this is not built strong at all. If you can see it, it can go away. If you look in the mirror, especially that too, that's going to go away too. So let's look at Isaiah 40, verse 31, because you mentioned strength. Mm-hmm. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Because this is when, not if.
Yep.
So when you put your hope in the Lord, when you hope in the Lord, you wait on the Lord to give you, to have the strength through you because you're the vessel. The Lord is your strength, but he's going to give you the ability to go through the situation, but he will give you the wisdom, the spiritual wisdom, not worldly wisdom, to get through a situation, to endure it, to have the perseverance, because your strength comes from him and not from your own, because that's the only way to endure it. Now, I remember one time I actually, by the way, the Bible is the most prophetic book in the world. Mm-hmm. So this is guaranteed right here. When you listen to this, you will run and not grow weary. You're going to continue to go and go and go and not be weary. There was a lady one time that I met in my younger years, like in my 20s, and I thought she was just all of that in the bag of chips. She had this great, this great corporate America job. She was like a top executive at her job, and then she's a top executive with this, what was that, multi-level marketing? She had that top executive role too. She had a great family, a great marriage, yada, yada, yada. She was just scoring everywhere. Like everything she touched seemed to turn to gold for her. Fast forward about 4 years later, I ran into this person. I had no idea. No idea it was her, Claudia. She had lost about 30 pounds or so. Her eyes were bulging out of their sockets. They were red. Mm-hmm. And her, she was unrecognizable. Okay, and we're not talking about drugs either. All right, I'm not even talking about, I hope it wasn't, unless it's prescription drugs. And even that's still a worse kind. So I talked to her, and it looked like she had gone through something terrible. Well, she was no longer at her job. Mm-hmm. Her husband had left her. Mm-hmm. And her husband had left her after her mother died. Mm. Not too long. And on top of that, she had a lot of family issues. But she had all that within the short time span. Kind of like a similar situation with Job, but not as severe as Job. Mm-hmm. Well, where did her strength come from? What happened? Could she not go and rely on the job to get the strength? Mm-hmm. Or the other job? Mm-hmm. Or all the money she was making? None of that gave her the strength she needed. And it could not save her physically from what she went through. Mm-hmm. And so when I talked to her, I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, what happened? Well, now that I fast forward to right now, what happened was she was relying on something that was not God's word. She was relying on man who she could not, she thought she could identify with, but she could not find any strength in man. So what happens is when we rely on things and become our identity becomes soaked in something else, once again, we become like that thing that our identity is soaked with. So her husband left her. She looked like part of herself had left away. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
There was no husband. There was no job. So part of her was gone. She had nothing to identify with. And she looked like it physically, which is unbelievable to me.
And it's funny. You said, well, where does the strength come from?
Right.
What does it mean to be strong? In Isaiah 40:29, mm-hmm. It says, he gives strength to the weary.
Yes. Oh, that's good.
And increases the power of the weak.
That's good.
And it's a scripture I hold on to. I didn't look it up, but it's like, when I am weak, he is made strong. Mm-hmm. That's where my strength comes from. Mm-hmm. Because the flesh is weak. Mm-hmm. It just is. And yes, I am built up in Christ, and I know where my strength
absolutely.
Comes from.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, how many times in a situation we crumble?
All the time.
And, you know, wearing that mask, wearing that face that I am strong, nobody can break this armor that I have on. Not true.
No.
Not true. Our strength comes from the Lord.
Absolutely. Not even close to being true. I think you're saying that right. I think there's a false, even a false humility that comes with the strength factor. You know, we've heard that before, but I really do believe the Lord laughs at us because he knows we can only keep that up but so long. If the world is going to wither away, so will you, and so will definitely your so-called quote-unquote strength. I believe when we say I'm strong, the Lord shows us more and more where we're weaker. We have no defense against the enemy ourselves. We're not even designed. And I think when the enemy sees that and he hears those words come out of your mouth, I mean, it's only a matter of time before he sends his foot soldiers in even closer to try to finish us off.
Yeah. And you know? I'm thinking of how, I mean, speaking to myself, of myself, how transformed I was. I mean, I was one of those, I can cook up the bacon, fry it up in a pan person. Mm-hmm. I can do it all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
Right, right.
Now it's like, Lord, what would you like me to do? Show
That's
me what
good.
You want me to do. Give me the wisdom to do it. Mm-hmm. Show me the path for today. Mm-hmm. And there are times I normally have like a routine. Mm-hmm. He'll change it. Now I'll go a different direction. He might be sparing me from an accident. He might be, but I'm learning to listen to
That's
the Holy
really
Spirit.
Good.
And
That's
because
really good.
We're one. Like we said, our identity is in him. But there's a scripture that I think is so beautiful. Mm. And, you know, we say God and us. And what does God think of us? Mm-hmm. Okay. In John 15:15, mm-hmm. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Mm-hmm. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. Mm-hmm. The Lord
That's
Jesus
wonderful.
Held nothing back.
No, he didn't.
The Lord holds nothing back right. from us. That is like the most amazing thing to me.
Exactly. Absolutely.
And he teaches us. He trains us up. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, we have fathers, and I'm grateful that I grew up with a father who took the role very seriously.
Right.
He was very loving. He was a great provider. He supported me in my identity as much as he could back then. Mm-hmm. I mean, he still wanted me to be responsible and get a job. But how much more our Heavenly Father? Mm. He wants the best for us.
Absolutely.
He wants to teach us. He wants to give. Every good gift comes from the Father.
Yeah.
If your Father gives you gifts, so how much more the Father in heaven, who's got limitless resources?
I'm telling you, I used to have a friend, and we talked about earlier in another episode, the importance of having friends, okay? Because when you've identified with someone new Jesus, you have to surround yourself with friends that do the same thing. So when I was walking more so in the world, I was still religious, which means I didn't know the Lord. I had a friend that was having a lot of marital problems. And so she wanted to tell me what was wrong, but she wanted me to tell her, don't tell me anything about the Lord. She didn't want to hear anything about the Lord because her husband did not believe in Jesus, or he didn't understand quote unquote religion. So she wanted me to help her, but I couldn't talk about the Lord because, but she was a believer.
Yeah.
So this is ridiculously confusing, but I'm telling you, there's so many people out there like that. So not only did the problem get worse, but she found herself fighting a really unfortunate battle. I mean, she tried to fix and self-fix and self-fix. She gained so much weight. She had so many issues, and the problem's still there to this day. I kid you not. And this is years ago. Mm-hmm. So this is what happens when we don't identify with God's word. When we say, okay, yeah, I believe in Jesus, but there's a process you have to go through. I'm so excited that you've decided that now, but now we got to talk about the process, which is what we've been doing the entire show.
Yeah.
So make sure you find the process in God's word and how to learn and grow and become more like Jesus.
You know, sometimes you look back and you go, Boy, am I glad I'm changed.
Yeah.
Okay. Scripture says, mm-hmm. be not ashamed of the gospel.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
And you were saying that your friend didn't want to talk about Jesus.
No.
How many of us, we're born to preach the good news. Mm-hmm. It's good news. Mm-hmm. But yet we get intimidated by people who don't believe.
Yep.
Shouldn't they hear the good news in
yeah,
love?
Yeah, they should, absolutely.
Not beating them over with a mallet, you know. But the good news is there. The fulfillment is there. The preciousness of Christ is there. So be not ashamed of the gospel. I was like zip mouth when I didn't have a voice.
Mm.
And now I'm laughing that I'm sitting here on this set with Cardia sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. Because... Yeah. The best decision I ever made in my life was asking Jesus into my heart. I really didn't even understand what I was doing, but I was in such a desperate place. Jesus, help me. That's what I said. Jesus, help me. And he did. He will. He does in every single moment. So as we're closing up this series on victory over identity theft, the enemy has stolen your identity for too long. It's time to come into this new year saying, I have victory. I'm not going to let the enemy take my identity anymore. I am Christ. Christ is mine. And allow yourself to embrace the fullness of your identity in Christ. Say, Lord Jesus, I've heard what these women have had to say. It's touching my heart and deep within me. Ask the Lord Jesus to come into your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm coming to you. I am a sinner. Please forgive me of my sins. Help me understand the identity I have in you, Lord Jesus Christ. I don't want to live for the world. I don't want to believe what man says about me anymore. I want to know what you say about me. Give me a hunger for your word, to know your truth, so I can dispel and get rid of all the lies I have believed my entire life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Amen. Be bold. Be excited. Speak out. You have a voice now. Don't be like that example I told you about earlier. If you are identifying with Jesus, now you speak out for Jesus.
Amen.
So no, and that takes precedence over every single
amen.
Thing. So I want to say that we are looking for your help. If you've enjoyed this show and all the series that we bring to you, we're actually looking for sponsors. Yes, we are. We're looking for sponsors, which is you. So we'd love for you to be a sponsor. Look online. We have that PayPal account that you're looking at right now. If you feel so inclined, help us bring this all around the world and expand. We'd love for you to be a part of that.
Amen. We did this. We took a big step of faith doing this show.
Mm-hmm.
We started
Absolutely.
Out on Zoom.
Right.
And 3 months later, we're here on the Cross Network TV. Mm-hmm. That just doesn't happen.
Right.
It's a God thing.
Right. Right.
We are living the almighty, glorious power of God in our lives because we took a step of faith.
Absolutely.
And we've invested in this ministry. I've invested a lot of time. Cordelia has invested finances as well. But we do need your help to
Absolutely.
Continue this, to keep it going. And we do this unto the Lord.
That's right. That's right.
Because this is his show. And we give him all the glory. And as we're closing up on victory over identity theft, and as we hopefully touched your hearts, we can be resources for you in other ways. One thing that I love is that I allow myself to be vulnerable. I just do.
Mm-hmm.
It's how the Lord made me and how I embrace this. And what we've talked about in this show, as I said in the beginning, it's a very passionate topic for me because I was so lost and I had to understand my identity. And the Lord had me chronicle my life in my book, My Wall is Red, A Memoir of Discovery. And it's about discovering my identity in Christ, tearing down the walls that blocked me from understanding who and whose I am. My Wall is Red personifies the victory that I have. And this is meant to inspire you to discover who you were born to be. You were born with a purpose. God knew you before you were in the womb. I needed to figure that out and come into the fullness of understanding my identity in Christ. If My Wall Is Red, A Memoir of Discovery, available on Amazon.com. I pray you're blessed.
So A Little Diary of Relationship Truths, you will find this also on Amazon.com. And we just talked a lot about Jesus and the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is exactly who you'll be spending a lot of time with. Yeah. He gets things done in the Godhead. And so I encourage you to get to know him a lot better. It comes down to God the Father, Jesus the Son, and then three, the Holy Spirit. So it comes down to the Trinity and understanding what drives you, what gives you instructions in life, who makes those instructions happen. It's the power of the Holy Ghost, Amen. Right? So a lot of believers don't know that. They don't understand that. If we don't have a relationship with the Holy Spirit first, how do we know? How do I know how to have one with you? Exactly. How do I understand? There's no way I'm going to give you the kind of relationship that I was taught by man. Mm-hmm. And that is guaranteed failure and it's destruction. So we want to give you a recipe for success. Mm-hmm. In Claudia's book, you get it. In Finding Your Identity, how her journey. And also, the Holy Spirit keeps your identity. So please look for that on Amazon. We are so grateful that you have joined us today. This whole show has been about you. And I pray that you're in a situation where you're welcoming your new identity in Christ.
Amen.
Yes.
this has been, I feel like I've been on a roller coaster ride these four episodes.
Yeah.
Because I know where I was.
Right.
I know the journey I've been on. Mm-hmm. I know where I am now. Mm-hmm. I know what the Lord has shown me for the future. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. His vision. I've written it down. Mm. He says, write the vision down. And mm-hmm. it's because I trust Him. Because my confidence is in Him. Mm-hmm. He's spoken to my spirit. Mm-hmm. And I speak His word mm-hmm. daily. I go and I search the scriptures out. I live in the word because it's the word that gives me life.
Absolutely.
Jesus is the bread of life. Mm-hmm. He came. It's like the river of life flowing through me. And I have a refreshment.
Yeah.
An excitement I didn't have before I came into this place of knowing who I am. I have victory over identity theft. Mm-hmm. Cordelia has mm-hmm. victory over identity theft. What the enemy meant for harm, the Lord turns to good. Mm. And I'm so grateful because life just looks different now than it did before.
Absolutely.
And it's been chipping away, chipping away, chipping. But the Lord says, I will never leave you nor forsake me. So in the journey, He's been with me. When I've fallen, He's picked me up. When I felt crushed, He renewed me. All in the process of understanding who He is, what He's called me to be, and looking to Him and knowing we're partners. Mm. I am in Him. He is in me. I can't even begin to think what my life would be without Him.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the best part I love about this identity theft process in the world, when you find out like your situation, someone's tried to steal your identity, you get stressed out. You got to go through 5,000 different processes. You don't know if you can get your identity back.
Exactly.
In the spiritual, hallelujah, this is the best part about this show. When you find out your identity was someone tried to steal it, that old wicked devil, you get relieved in finding out. All you have to do is believe and say, I come to the Lord.
Yeah.
I identify with Jesus. And all of a sudden, it's done.
Yeah.
It's wiped out. There's no more processes. There are no more steps as far as the world is concerned. Now, your only process is spiritual next. And the Holy Spirit is with you to make sure that happens. So you don't even have to worry about anything. It's so opposite of what the world does.
Yeah. And then the best as you part. Get more grounded in Christ and grounded in the Word, I mean, the very first episode we ever did was the power of words. Mm-hmm. You start declaring, you start speaking the word of God. It changes the atmosphere because the word of God does not return unto him void, meaning it changes the atmosphere. God hears it. God receives
it.
God honors his word.
That's right. Absolutely.
And it strengthens you. It builds you up. And you come into that place of having that confidence because you're speaking life to yourself. You're speaking the word. You're allowing the Holy Spirit to minister to you, taking you from that broken place, taking to that place of who am I to whose I am. And the great I am is right there with you. never leaving you, never forsaking you, bringing you into the place of the plans that he has for you to prosper you and not for harm, to give you a future and a hope. When you get to this place of understanding your identity, hope is just overwhelms you because you know, you know, you know, you have confidence.
Absolutely. You focus on the things that are unseen, which is where your faith lies, mm-hmm. and not the things that are seen. Okay, so you're going to do the opposite. So congratulations. Thank you for staying with us to the end of this episode and this series. Yes. We love you. We'll look for you next time. We will see you.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Blessed New Year to all of you. Amen.
Amen.